This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Music Moves Mountains is an awesome organization that believes that music has the power to change lives. And here to talk about that is not just that, but also the June 5th benefit concert is Julia Frost. She's the director of Music Moves Mountains. If you want to find out more information online, it's musicmovesmountains.org. Also, Julia's been kind enough to bring Devin Gutierrez. He's Devin G and the Wonder Vault. That's the name of the band?
Yes.
You're here today to help out Julie and to promote the show that's coming up, June 5th benefit concert. Both Julie and Devin, I appreciate you guys joining us here in studio at Talk 1370 and on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And I see, Devin, you brought your harmonica, so you're going to play a little bit for us here in a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, Julie, let's talk about the organization first before we get into the benefit concert, which again is June 5th. Tell me about it. What is the Music Moves Mountains Foundation?
So in 2012, my son was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, among a handful of others, and music was the only thing that he really responded to. You know, we tried other therapies and options. So when I started looking into music therapy and adaptive education, there weren't many resources. In fact, there just weren't a lot of opportunities, and, you know, a lot of people can't afford it, and neither could I. And so I thought, you know, how most charities are put together is out of need. And so I decided to take things into my own hands and start raising money. We just started with a benefit concert of one of his favorite bands at the time was The Who, and it kind of went from there. And so we've been rolling now since 2012. The main focus is to create access to music therapy and to education, and we provide community outreach as well.
And who is it that you serve with the Music Moves Mountains Foundation?
Well, it's all ages. I mean, it can start from infancy to elders, and we focus on people who have medical issues or disorders or conditions, mental or physical. We help, you know, elders, even, you know, with Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. You know, it can really help anyone.
That's a wide range of people. And, yeah. And I mentioned that you're an Austin organization, but that may sell you a little bit short because you're more of a regional organization these days. Have you grown over the course of your organizational history?
Well, we're based in Austin now. We started in Oklahoma, mostly because Oklahoma and Texas at the time did not support music therapy as a state board certified practice. So it was very hard to get it covered on insurance or access. So Oklahoma actually passed a law to support it. So Texas is still lagging. And in fact, there's a bill being heard in the House actually today to bring about state recognition.
For those of us who are less familiar with it, when we talk about music therapy, what are we talking about? I guess the question is, what is music therapy?
So it actually began after World War One and Two, when soldiers were recovering at home in the hospitals in the U.S., they brought in musicians to really just kind of help their morale and sort of bring their humanity back, basically. And they realized that they were getting better faster and engaging and healing quicker. And they thought, oh, there's something to this. You know, music is a science as well. So they started that as an official medical practice back then. And, you know, music therapists have to get a degree. They have to put in I think it's like 1,200 hours of practice before they're able to practice on their own and go through the state medical board and that sort of thing. So, and you know, a lot of hospitals will provide music therapists, but in order for individuals to get help, it can be very costly because a lot of insurance companies won't cover it.
And let's talk about the benefit concert. Is this one of many fundraisers you have throughout the year, or is this like the primary? It's the June 5th concert.
It's our annual benefit, and that's the majority of our funds. You know, we mostly operate off of funds from public donations, and you know, getting grants and that sort of thing is not super easy. So we really rely on our own community, and part of doing the benefit is therapeutic in itself because we typically put together kids that we serve on the same stage with adults, their mentors. And so in itself, it's kind of serving a purpose too, to help the community.
And let's talk about it. It comes up Saturday, June 5th at 7:30. Devin, who's here, he's the featured performer that night?
Yes, he's the superstar of the show.
Superstar.
And there's a background to that, and we'll get to that. This year, you know, I wasn't quite sure how we were going to work it kind of coming out of the pandemic since, you know, we still have to be very careful. And we recently, this past year, since we weren't really able to do a lot of public outreach, we've been working with Devin this year, sponsoring him, and we did a couple of live streams at this new studio called the East Austin Piano Shop. And those really took off, and the guy, Colin Shook, who runs the place, you know, everyone was jumping on the live stream, you know. So he actually has done so well that he got a larger place, and it opens up to where it's sort of the soundstage is still in the building, but it opens up to where it's, you know, we can
almost
still,
a kind of a garage setting.
It's like an old industrial building, and so but it opens up into this parking lot. So I thought, well, hey, this is the perfect place because we could still live stream it, and we could have, you know, a limited seating, a sort of half outdoor sort of arrangement. So,
and that is it 501 Pedernales?
Yes.
And again, that's Saturday, June 5th. I'll give you a chance here if anybody's listening and they want more details. Where can they find more information about the upcoming benefit show?
Everything is posted on our website, musicmovesmountains.org.
And maybe Devin can tell us about this. Devin Gutierrez or Devin G, and I guess the backing band there is Devin G and the Wonder Vault. When you get on stage, coming up on Saturday, June 5th, what are we going to hear? What's this show about? What kind of music are we going
to
hear?
This is a tribute to the life, legacy, and music of Stevie Wonder. I, myself, being blind, I connect, not just because Stevie himself is blind, but because I connect with music, perhaps in a deeper way than some, and because his music is, of course, iconic and just a landmark in music history, I have always gravitated towards his songs. And so I thought, what better way than to promote a musical organization that's about providing music to those in need than by playing songs by a person who brought music to those in need. And so that's what the mission of this is all about, is to bring music to people who need a little bit of an uplift after this year and a half long pandemic.
Yeah, it'll be nice to finally, for anybody who wants to go out and attend, to attend the event in person, because we're dying. We got to get outside. We want to see some people. We want to leave the house finally after a year and a half. Now, not everybody's comfortable with that, but you've also got an alternative. You've still got the live stream as a way to take part in the show too, right?
Right. So that'll be streaming on our Facebook page, which there's a link on our website. And I believe the East Austin Piano Shop will be streaming it on their YouTube page too.
And again, the fundraiser benefit show, it's called Wonder Bread. It's a tribute to Stevie Wonder, Devin G, and the Wonder Vault. Devin's here. Devin, do you want to play a song, like a little sample of what we're going to hear that night, or even see if we're watching the live stream?
Sure. I'm going to sing a little bit from one of my favorite songs of his. It's called All Is Fair in Love.
All is fair in love.
Love's a crazy game. Two people vow to stay in love is one they say, but all's changed with time. A future none can see. The road you leave behind, ahead lies mystery. But all is fair in love. I had to go away. A writer takes his pen to write the words again, that all in love is fair.
All right. Nice work, Devin.
Very nice.
I wish I had a set of pipes like that.
Thank you.
And that was just acoustics. That, not even acoustic. That was you a cappella?
Yep.
Normally, do you play you play the keyboard, piano?
Yes, I play keyboard, piano, harmonica. You know, a couple other things I mess with.
And I guess you'll have the backing band, Devin G. and the Wonder Vault, June 5th, Saturday, 7:30, at the Benefit Show.
Yep, that's correct.
Now, Devin, do you have a YouTube channel like so many people do these days? Do you have a website you want to refer people to take a look at what you're doing?
I don't have a YouTube channel as of yet because, you know, when you're blind, it's kind of difficult to know where you're pointing the camera. I hate to get some incriminating evidence online, you know, but I have a Facebook page. My Facebook is facebook.com/Devin Gutierrez Music. That's DevinGutierrez. Devin Gutierrez Music. And my Twitter is Devin G Experience. That's DevinG Experience. And you can check out the stuff that I upload there. Once I graduate from the school I'm currently in, then I will be much more active on those social media platforms, especially as it comes to promoting the show and continuing my career. I've got an album coming out sometime this summer called, it's a live album called Peripheral Vision. So be looking out for that.
Now today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Julie Frost and Devin Gutierrez. Julie is the director of Music Moves Mountains here in Austin. If you want to find out more information, it's musicmovesmountains.org. Devin G, he's going to perform that upcoming benefit concert June 5th, benefiting Music Moves Mountains. Devin, we've been talking a little bit about music therapy. Have you been have you seen a benefit? Are you in a music therapy program at all?
No, I'm not in any sort of music therapy, but I'm blind and have autism as well. And when I was young, I was always sort of gravitated to music because even without a person kind of directing that sort of therapy, as it were, music does, you know, it does heal the soul and it does help people.
Music is therapeutic even if you're not in some kind of an official program.
Exactly. And so, you know, when I was young, I had a pretty interesting childhood, let's just put it that way, and music was one of the only things that really got me through and got me where I am today. So, I mean, even though I haven't been in any official thing related to music therapy, music has been and remains to this day one of my only therapies.
Julie, let's talk about some of the programs at the Music Moves Mountains Foundation. I saw on the website you've got a program called All Abilities Rock. What is that?
Right. So it's funny that I'm promoting music therapy and was looking for that for my son, and my son ended up not even going to music therapy. He's a lot like Devin in that, you know, music really spoke to him in a different way, and you know, I had to find what worked for him, and all he really wanted to do is play in a band, because he was just constantly playing music. And so I started All Abilities Rock with him in mind, but to help others who, you know, that's how they connected with people and grew and had, you know, a platform. And so we started this, we started doing sensory-friendly concerts because he wanted to go see live music so badly, but he had a lot of sensory issues at the time. So we just found bands who could, we would find just a venue that worked and, you know, found bands that could adapt to, you know, people who had sensory issues, and it was amazing. You know, people could just be themselves and on their own terms and get to experience music.
Can you describe a sensory-friendly concert for those of us who are not familiar?
Sure. Well, the venue itself is a big deal because it has to be somewhat controlled as far as the environment, the lights, where, you know, if it's where it's, you know, located, that it's easily accessible, that there's not too much other stimulus, you know, around. Yeah. The music itself has to be mostly acoustic. I like to keep it very rhythm based. You know, not a lot of bands with like brass or too electric.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, creating a space to where people can feel grounded and comfortable. And sometimes we kind of just adapt once people are there. We know kind of how to, you know, work it to where they sometimes, for instance, we had a sensory friendly concert we did a summer series at a library, and more people came than we thought, and it got a little louder than we thought. So we had to kind of tone it down. And there was a kid who was on the spectrum who, you know, he just couldn't walk in the door. It was too overwhelming, too many people. So yeah. After everyone left, we had the band stay and play a few songs just for that kid.
Okay.
By himself. So, you know, it's just adapting to whatever those needs are at the time with that person.
I think it's somewhat humorous that you started out with trying to make it a quiet concert, and yeah. it got out of hand.
Sometimes
you were so successful that it got
right.
bigger than maybe you were hoping for.
Right. Well, sometimes you can't, you know, people react differently.
Sure.
And the other thing is, too, a lot of people, you know, we had a lot of kids who are nonverbal, but it was the first time they were able to express themselves, and, you know, they got very loud because they were so excited to finally be, you know, included.
Sure.
And so that you just have to kind of work with, and sometimes it can go longer than anticipated.
What about the Play It Forward program? What is that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Basically work on, you know, if we donate musical instruments and scholarships or mentorship to, you know, underserved communities or low-income individuals, the deal is you keep that moving forward. We're going to help you with this, but now you've got to do something to help someone else,
right.
Whether it's passing that same instrument down when you upgrade or something, or just helping on some level.
Do you need instruments to donate to people who you could help?
You know, there's so many other organizations that do that. We do accept instruments, and we will always need them and find places. Like, for instance, we just donated a guitar and an amp to Rosedale School, who their music teacher is starting a rock band program. And, you know, they didn't have the funds. A lot of teachers fund things themselves or
yeah.
have to do their own fundraising. So, you know, we just kind of fill out, you know, where the needs are. And
sure.
if we have something, we'll, you know.
Yeah, if you had it, you'd give it away, right?
Exactly.
What about your Feeding the Soul program? What is that?
So this year was kind of hard. We weren't really able to do that.
This year's been hard for everybody,
I know.
Right? It's, especially charitable organizations. And if you have a lot of like contact in the charity that you work, the charity work you do,
right.
It's been an extremely difficult year.
Right. So the whole purpose of that program was to bring live music to either, you know, memory care facilities, hospitals, rehab centers, homeless shelter, you know, that sort of thing, so that you have, you know, there's something magical about that in-person energy that you get when you see a live show. And there's plenty of people who are not able to leave their home or access live music on in any way. So that was really important to have that live element. So we're hoping to pick that back up this summer, but it's going to have to be, you know, an outdoorsy kind of situation.
What about some of the other services that Music Moves Mountains offers? Do you have anything on the website that people can take a look at? Do you have resources available? Other than the programs we've already talked about, what didn't we mention yet? What other services do you offer?
You know, I've always kept it very open about partnering with other organizations, and depending on kind of just where the need is. And here's an example of just, you know, someone coming to us and with an idea and us kind of looking to see how we can make it happen. Someone made a donation in memory of a friend who had passed away, and it was a teenager who was really into collecting records, and he connected to people through collecting records and playing music and sharing music. But he also had a really big passion for helping the homeless. So they said, is there any way you can make this donation kind of cover both bases? So what we decided to do is get a record collection, buy a record player, and donate it to Community First Village to set up for them for the, like, their, you know, community space.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're always open to however we can bring music to people to help. So
today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Julie Frost. She's the director of Music Moves Mountains here in Austin. If you want to find out more information, it's musicmovesmountains.org. Talking about that upcoming benefit show on June 5th. Also in the studio today, Devin Gutierrez. He's Devin G of Devin G and the Wonder Vault. And Devin, you brought your harmonica. While we've got a couple of minutes left here, would you mind playing a little bit for us?
Sure. So this is a little bit of the sound. It's hard to give a good context when you don't have a live band behind you, but the little office we're in would not fit a band. So we're just going to have to do with it what we do with it. So I'm going to just riff a little bit on a Stevie Wonder solo from Isn't She Lovely off of Songs in the Key of Life.
I'm doing all I can not to sing along, Devin, and nobody wants that. All right, it's called Wonder Bread. It's a tribute to Stevie Wonder. It's Saturday, June 5th, 7:30, 501 Pedernales Street, Unit 2E. If you want to find out more about that, Julie, information on the website is at musicmovesmountains.org.
Yes.
What is it that you need to be successful? How can Central Texas help?
It really just comes down to funding. We'll do all the footwork and provide resources, but we have to have funding for it. So, you know, and in-kind donations definitely helps, you know, whether that's a space for us to put on a show or in this city, there's so many big corporations that could sponsor, you know, some of our programs, you know. So just helping get word out is really, in doing this show, I mean, this is the kind of thing that helps us grow and get word out. So
what about, are there volunteer opportunities? I know it's difficult maybe in 2020 and 2021. Has that become?
Right. Yeah, we're always looking for music mentors, educators, and just, you know, extra hands. Like at our show, we have maybe 3 or 4 volunteers that are just helping, you know, do the legwork, you know, for it. And can I just mention how Devin and I met and why we're doing a Stevie Wonder benefit? So I'm a 70s kid, so I've been listening to Stevie Wonder. My mom used to sing it when I was a kid, and he's just been my go-to since my whole life. You know, if I could choose one artist to listen to for the rest of my life, it's Stevie. And he's helped me through a lot, especially this past year. And the way that I discovered Devin was his band was actually doing a tribute a few years ago, and I wasn't able to make it, but I heard him, and I just saw something special, and we connected right away. We could talk about Stevie Wonder all day long and then some. And I found out after the fact, after he played our last benefit, he'd done a couple, because I'm always finding ways of how I can sneak in a Stevie Wonder tune in some of our benefit concerts. After we started talking, we realized we were both at the Stevie Wonder concert at the F1 track a couple years ago before we knew each other. Yeah. And out of thousands of people there, I look back at my video footage and he is literally about 15 feet in front of me.
Is that right?
So uh-huh. I knew Stevie Wonder was going to bring us together one way or the other.
Yeah.
So, and
it could have been that day, but you missed it. Destiny missed you by what, 50 feet?
Yes, exactly. And so we've always been kind of, you know, dreaming up to do just a whole tribute. And the band that he's got is amazing. You know, they're all, well, let's see, the core of the band are alumni from the Texas School for the Blind. So
most of the members of the Austin famous band Blue Mist.
Yes. Devin sits in with, or is a part of, Blue Mist.
Unofficially.
Yeah, right. and so I put together, he put together his core guys, and then I brought in some other musicians to play. So it's just a platform to really show, you know, his incredible talent. And we're going to be helping put out his album, hopefully after, sometime this summer,
I'm hoping.
Guys, as we start to run out of time, Devin, I'll give you a last word. What is it you'd like to say to Central Texas that maybe we haven't gotten into yet?
Just support the foundation. The foundation has, even in a year full of turmoil, has already given me three opportunities to appear in concert, has gotten me a portable backup amp and some other cool goodies, and be as supportive as the music community. After we all went through that horrible winter storm in February, I was in need of all sorts of food and things. This was on the Thursday when power was coming back to most of the city. And Julie put the word out, and within minutes, there were people in rows.
Musicians helping musicians.
Yeah. Teaming up to help me. So it would be my dream if all of Central Texas could be as supportive to the dream of music, you know, because everyone has it in them, whether they believe it or not, whether they see it or not, everyone has music in them. And just being able to express yourself as a human being through music means a lot to me. And so having that support from the people here means so much. It's all about the people.
And Julie, I'll give you the last word. What is it you'd like to add to the conversation, you'd like to say to Central Texas?
Supporting our music community, I don't think, you know, Austin realizes how much, you know, Austin is what it is because of the music community. And again, I have found the majority of our support so far has just been from musicians, you know. So I think if the rest of the city could feel the same way, we'd be in a whole better place.
All right, that's Julie Frost. She is the director of Music Moves Mountains here in Austin. It's musicmovesmountains.org. Also, Devin Gutierrez. He's Devin G of Devin G and the Wonder Vault. And again, that benefit show comes up Saturday, June 5th, 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, if you go to our website, there's a link to the Facebook.
Everything you need to know, yeah. musicmovesmountains.org. Guys, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin today. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.